So Masks for Cincy grew out of an immediate need for face coverings for frontline workers at the start of the pandemic. The group is still collecting and delivering home-sewn masks 1 year later. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. In 1 year, So Masks for Cincy volunteers made more than 42,000 masks for frontline workers in schools. They're already fielding requests for next school year. Founder Esther Kong is Korean-American, and while she's overwhelmed by people's generosity, she encourages the tri-state to fight racism, too.
If we can come together and make 42,000 masks for frontline facilities in a year, how much can we accomplish together to shut down racism, to shut down the hate, and the pain and anxiety that's grown over this last year because of the pandemic?
She says the growth we could all have together through acts of kindness is extraordinary. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.